Let's get started. Well, hello everybody. It's nice to see you. It's nice to see some new faces as well as some familiar ones. Welcome you all to this fourth workshop in the Ripple project. So far we've been royally entertained by the University of Oxford in various premises down the hill. So this time it's our turn to welcome Harper Adams and Oxford to Brookes. And as you'll have seen, we're kind of in a state of flux here. More than a campus, it's a building site at the moment, but soon there is to be a magnificent new building in the middle of the campus, which at the moment is pretty much inaccessible. You have to walk around it rather than through it. So I'm glad we're in this room because this enables us to be by the roadside and everybody can find the way quite easily to us here. And I'm Richard Francis. I have a number of hats, one of them being the head of e-learning at Oxford Brookes, but I also manage the team that Steve works in called the Media Workshop. And we are a little bit like the Learning Technologies Group in Oxford in that we support staff in developing technology-assisted learning opportunities for their students. We manage this wonderful thing called the Radar Repository, which we'll hear more about later on. Okay. Frankly, Brookes is in the early stages of engaging with OER, and so what we see here are evolving ideas rather than tried and tested practices. Oh, lovely. I just love PowerPoint. We find ourselves in... didn't do this on my machine. We find ourselves in a period of intense change at Brookes, and I'm fairly confident that you'll be going through similar processes in your own institution. So I think that's really worth saying because it does change the way in which we're approaching this question. If we were just coming at open educational resources from the perspective of pedagogy, it would be on its own, it would be a different thing. But we're not. So what that means is that there's a strategic approach. We need to be taking a strategic approach to what we're doing. We have to justify everything we do. We have to be very careful that we are doing it in a way which is harmonized with strategic priorities. So amongst others, there is extensive academic and administrative restructuring going on. We've got schools merging into faculties. We've got the administrators being, well, trimmed, shall we say. We have all kinds of things going on in the directorates, IT services being restructured. Everything is really up in the air at the moment. And there's also something going on called performance tracking, which is new to us. We've got an institutional performance tracking tool, which has been introduced, which is going to be used to really look to drill down into the experience of the students so that that experience can be, if you like, captured at source. Preemptively, if you like, and changes made to accommodate the issues that arise from the student's perspective. This, of course, is setting us up for the future that we're all, the brave new world that we're all entering. There are some very interesting things happening strategically, which we have contributed to. The learning technology area has contributed to this. One of the most important things is that we have a student experience strategy. We've got the learning and teaching strategy has been renamed the student experience strategy and contains a really interesting set of ambitions, if you like, which is to embed into all our undergraduate programs a set of graduate attributes, things that we want Brookes students to have when they leave this university, some attributes. There are five of those. I must stop here. I'm wandering around on this mouse. There are five of them, and we are charged with mapping them onto all the undergraduate programs. This will mean that the organization of this requires a different approach to curriculum design. It's something which has to, as I say, be more strategic. So we're looking now at program level with curriculum design in order to enable program teams to take account of the graduate attributes and to demonstrate how they are being mapped onto the curriculum, what opportunities students will have to develop these attributes. One of those attributes, and this is really how we've come into this process, the Learning Technologies Group, one of those attributes is digital and information literacy. And another one is research literacy, which Helen will be talking about, academic literacy, personal literacy and critical self-awareness, and then something called global citizenship. Those are the five, and they are attributes that we want all our students to have the opportunity to develop while they're at Brooks, in the curriculum, embedded in the curriculum. Why is this relevant to OER? Well, because of the need to organise ourselves at programme level, to bring to the surface the resources that we're using, to make them more visible, and to enable students to engage with the graduate attributes at programme level. And that requires sharing. That requires sharing of resources. That's the first step towards opening our educational resources out. So this is the strategic hook, if you like, for our engagement with OER. That's why I said it wasn't being driven necessarily by the individual innovation so much as by the strategic process. At the moment, I mean, that's the way we are at the moment at Brooks. And then also, and this is pretty much hot off the press, so you guys in Boxford are getting this for and Harper Adams from you're the first outside institution to know this. Brooks is about to move to Moodle. So we are moving to an open source, open architecture VLE. And this is another strategic push, precisely aimed at opening up the way we do things. It's a structural change which will require us to work in a different way. The restructuring is creating new faculties, new aggregations of people. It's bringing to the front departments. It's allowing more space, if you like, for the subject areas to come forward into departments. They have to, within large faculties, there has to be an emphasis on the departments in order to focus on subject areas more effectively. And we need to have a virtual learning environment which reflects that architecture. This is all setting the ground, laying the groundwork, if you like, for open educational resources by opening up our VLE. Faculty VLEs will be particularly important in this. So that's the background. Don't want to bore you anymore with that. And then let's move on to the little subtitle for this session, which was Led by Learning, Persuasion, Support, and Reward for Engagement with OER. Well, it was a four-model approach. I decided, well, let's present this as a four-method, a four-pronged attack, if you like. But there is no mandate for OER. There's no mandate in this institution to be publicly, to be disseminating our open educational resources. There's no mandate. There's no top-down mandate. So what we're really focusing on and looking at here are persuasion, support, and reward. So Marion, I've pigeonholed Marion under the category of persuasion because in the Faculty of Health and Life Sciences, or the School of Health and Social Care as it has been, there's been a growing awareness that moving into new markets, open and distance learning, online learning, requires there to be a greater public awareness of what Brooks does and what it's like to be a student at Brooks and what coming to or signing up for a distance learning course is going to be about in that faculty in Brooks. And so Marion has been hard at work persuading her colleagues of the necessity to open up and advertise, market what they do more effectively to attract new students into a distance learning mode of study. So that's a form of persuasion which is happening within the faculties themselves. So, support, moving on quickly, supporting students, supporting staff, and supporting innovation. Sorry about the layout there, it's very odd. Helen is going to talk to us about how she is supporting students in developing their research literacies and how publishing is a way of doing that, because research, in order to become effective publishers of research, students need to have the opportunity to do so beyond the confines of their course. They need to be writing for a larger audience than their immediate tutor and peers. So that's one of the things that Helen will be showing us. Supporting staff, well, Steve and my colleagues in the media workshop are very, very intensely involved in supporting staff in producing resources that are shared and potentially public through our institutional repository called Radar. And I'll leave Steve to tell you more about that. And then, finally, supporting innovation, and we had to have an innovator here, Laura, is our person who is not afraid to take risks. She's going to be using a piece of software to make a presentation she's never used before. And it's great to see this happening. Wonderful that there's still room within this strategized world for innovation on the ground. And so obviously, engaging with staff is all about supporting innovation. So hopefully, Laura will show us some wonderful things. And then finally, reward. Well, we do have teaching fellowships. There are other forms of reward, but this is the one which I think is most effective in our context. And we have Tom Cosgrove here, who's going to tell us about his experience so far of using a fellowship to create and share OER in the project, in his fellowship project. So there we go. That's the order of events. If I just now take a moment or two to say something about this opening up, I'll be quick. We've had up until now a VLE called Blackboard, which everybody is more than familiar with, which serves individuals and groups and modules, but then it stops there. We have no way of sharing, of opening out what we do in our virtual learning environment beyond that level. What about departments and programs? What about faculties? All staff and students, and most importantly, what about the outside world? We don't have a VLE which caters for those aspects of our organization. So, if we were to be thinking in these terms of a layered community of people with different forms of, with different interests, different literacies, different needs, we quickly see that there are individuals and groups, modules, programs, departments, there are identifiable levels which we need to reflect in our structure. So we need an open VLE reflecting the identities of its users, open being the operative word in this context. And we need more efficient resource management so that the stuff that we produce is used in the most appropriate context. Here's some examples of this. Wikis, blogs, shared documents and portfolios at the individual and group level. Module content and discussions and activities. That's the area we're most familiar with. Program level learning elements. What will they be? Faculty VLEs, intranets and inductions. Radar teaching collection. That's for all our staff and students. And then business and community engagement. Short courses, conferences, webinars, taster courses, podcasts, stuff for the outside world. We need a VLE that can cope with and a resource management system that can deploy resources with that degree of flexibility. And Brooks Virtual has a number of components, Brooks Virtual being the term that we use for our VLE, and they are a best of breed set of tools, if you like, all united by our course and student management system and personal portal called PIP. And again, we need to be able to deploy our resources to all these things in a way which is much more open and seamless. So there we go, that's the ethos. So what might that look like in the context of this session? If we think about OER as being the end point of a process, then we can start by looking at how cross-disciplinary teaching materials can work across modules in programs. It's the first step. We need to start this way. We can't start just by opening everything up. That's not going to work. This is what not going to work for us. I mean, we need to be thinking in these terms. So, as we reorganise ourselves into departments and embed graduate attributes into our programmes, we need to be thinking: what are the resources that we have that we can deploy across those levels? And actually, Marion's team has been working very hard on producing such stuff. In fact, that is a lecture on metabolism, which comes from health and social care. That's an example of a resource which is being shared already. What about at the faculty level? What sort of things? Well, referencing and citation guides spring to mind straight away. And probably resources for the graduate attributes, because the graduate attributes are going to be at that sort of level. They're going to be specified at that sort of level, aren't they? And programs and for faculties. And then moving up the scale, well, all students and staff. We're getting very close to opening up completely. What about master's dissertations? Not public, maybe, but certainly much more widely available within the institution. And then finally, the open level. And at the moment, frankly, I mean, the number of things that we have at this level is very small, but podcasts are an obvious example of this. They are ideal as a technology and as a format and as a pedagogic idea for open dissemination, and those are starting to be disseminated. And then, of course, we need to think of the openness feeding the outside world with information. So we need to be using social media more, we need to be using our website, and something like our wiki, which is already an open educational environment. So many of our wiki spaces are already open. So there you go, that's the architecture. I hope it gives you a sense of, you know, how we're approaching OER. That isn't to say that everybody that we engage with, like Laura, has immediately absorbed all this and says, oh yes, I must fit into your architecture. No, she wants to innovate. She wants a good experience for her students. She wants to develop a new approach to teaching, which is all about developing communities of learners, international in her case. Helen wants her students to experience proper research opportunities and publication opportunities. But it's all about opening up. It's all about helping our community to see its own needs and to develop its resources and its educational processes more effectively within the framework that we give. Fantastic.